Good morning, little Saigon, Seattle. Good morning to the cave people of Madagascar. Good morning to the empire or umpire penguin, whatever you are, wherever you are. Good morning to the steely-eyed beasts that live in the sewers. Good morning to the coyotes that will hunt me one day. They will suckle upon my flesh. I lost that before it started. Good morning. It is October the 26th, 2020. It's Monday morning. Can you fucking believe it? It's Monday. Strange days are upon us and have been upon us. I'm taking a little bit of a hiatus in a way. From podcasting. It seems strange, but here's the deal. The podcasts I do by myself are the least stressful because I don't have to worry about audio quality. It's a problem I've already solved. So I'm taking a break from podcasts with other people because I just get really stressed out. I don't like to waste time. I don't like to be a jerk. And frankly, there's no changing who I am. I'm not going to post total shit to a channel. If it's total shit, it's not going up. And I've had some podcasts where the audio quality was total shit. And it's one of the reasons why I don't podcast with everybody. Because I only like podcasting with people who will at least listen to what I fucking say. And if I tell them that the quality of their signal is shit, the comeback is, well, why don't you get a new microphone? And I want to say, bro, do you understand the difference between a transmitter and receiver? And I just don't want to go there because I'm sick of it. So yeah, I get stressed out. I want to make sure the quality isn't shit. I guess that makes me a weirdo. Fuck it. And I'm here drinking my Sanka. And I do need to get caught up on these podcasts. I've been making thousands of notes. Like a crazy person, a crazy old person, just a crazy old person, just mad with cocaine. Could you find that cocaine? I'll look for it with you. The cocaine is somewhere in the drawer next to the rifle. The rifle is next to the bed where there is a stain. Get your black light. Turn off the lights and do that fucking criminal investigation bullshit. You'll find my gold. Yeah. This is terrible. So I try to keep my notes at igloo.luau.com. It's a website that I and my friend Jim Davidson put together. Basically, you know, he came up with the name and he writes articles for it. And I manage the website itself, which I own. And it works because we treat each other with respect and it's cool. But I decided to instead of just keeping notes all over the place like a crazy person in a movie about some dude that creates game theory. Instead of doing that, I was going to be more organized. At least sequentially so that the thoughts of yesterday do not interfere with the reality of tomorrow. Yeah. So I go off my notes that are now at igloo.luau.com. Interestingly enough, one of the reasons why I started doing this is because fucking Jack Dorsey and Twitter and sites like that, and they're all like that. If anybody sends me another fucking email to go down another rabbit hole to the magical land of orange picker jobs down the road, fuck you, you know, grapes of wrath bullshit. I'm not going down the road, buddy. It's a lie, okay? It's a lie. Twitter is a ghetto, but guess what? It's the ghetto I know. And at some point, they will go beyond shadow banning. Currently, it's like they edge towards banning. You know, I get the messages, I get the blocks, they tell me you're in the fucking penalty zone for 12 hours, and sometimes that means something and sometimes it doesn't, which implies they're practicing a kind of Skinnerian conditioning, which is sort of, you know, MK Ultra fucked up. Indeed, these motherfuckers. Yeah, so anywho, why did I go off on the Twitter tangent? Huh. Well, so I was reviewing my podcasts, going back to 2019. I have one from 2019, February of 2019, called The Screwbally. And it was actually one of my first podcasts that got a lot of support. If I had known I was being shadow banned by SoundCloud at that point, I would have started posting to other places. But instead, I said, you know, Dan, you're paying them. You're not just going free, you're literally paying them money. So how and why the fuck would this fucking company spend any resources blocking people? Well, the fact is, I have a listener who, if he ever wanted to come on the air, could testify that he both A, donates, and B, was blocked multiple times. Every time my SoundCloud account gets very far above 250, there's a magical culling. So yeah, SoundCloud, I know what your setting is. I know you fuzzify it. Fuck you. 250, fucker. And I don't care because you know what? Podcast bullshit is gnat bullshit at this point. I do it because, well, I do it because I like doing it with friends, despite the stress of making sure the audio doesn't suck. I still enjoy it. I'm gonna start doing it again with friends. Gosh, that sounds weird. I'm going to continue to podcast with friends in November, but I'm on a hiatus from that. And I am podcasting right now, but you know what? It's just not that fucking stressful just to do it. 'Cause I don't have to worry about anything but my own bullshit, which, if you knew me, you'd know that that isn't a very huge worry. That sounds nice and Halloweeny. That sounds Halloweeny too. So I was reviewing podcasts, one from February of 2019. I did say 2019. And I titled it The Screwbally. And it's in the notes. It's the first one I linked to. And then the second one is from January of this year called Popping Smoke. And the third one is titled Holy Shit, Helicopter Money Virus. You could read these three titles, in my humble opinion, and you would already know something about the future. And it sounds stupid. I do not believe I'm a prophet because that's crap. Prophets. Okay, let's just tell that little story. The life of a prophet sucks. Okay, did I just ruin your whole Disney World version of reality? The life of a prophet sucked. There are very few examples of prophets not having their heads cut off and served up someplace. And I don't think it's accidental that Elijah was, you know, sucked up into heaven. Because I kind of think the Lord in heaven knows that. Being a prophet's a tough job. Your own people be killing you. I am not a prophet, and I don't claim any powers of ESP. I will tell you, I think the human brain is a very powerful computer, if you want to use that terminology. And I do think we have access to information that does go beyond anything a computer can currently do. But most humans are so enthralled by their glowing fucking rectangles at this point. And to some extent, that counts for me too with this Twitter bullshit. Even though I don't have a smartphone, if I'm looking at my computer, I'm doing the same stupid shit as the rest of you. I think that the human brain is being, you know, hijacked to some extent, and our ability to see is being affected. And of course, there are other issues like toxicity in the environment, stuff like that. But it doesn't have to be that complicated. If you're spending your whole fucking day worrying about what Twitter thinks of you or Facebook thinks of you, and that's really what it is, you can say, well, it's my friends. No, it's that application sending you basically food pellets, like in a Skinnerian type operant conditioning type experiment. Anyways, I don't have ESP, but in each one of these podcasts, and I could include a fourth, which I should, which was from November of 2019, called The Great Discontinuity, and I probably should do that. But in each one of these podcasts, I do kind of feel like I come close to the future. And it's not because of ESP, but I do think intuition is a thing. And we're all capable of it. Intuition is a God-given capability as part of the package. But when we get all fucking obsessed on bullshit, and I mean like shit that doesn't fucking matter, when we're on 17 different energy drinks to make it through the day, when we don't have time to take a fucking nap, let alone sleep, and then we eat shit like I do from Chevron, and then perhaps drink too much, which, hey, if you got the money for the beer, buy it while it lasts. You don't have to listen to these podcasts. Frankly, at this point, it's irrelevant, but I just thought it was interesting, and I thought I would share. I do not claim ESP, but I really think there were a few podcasts from 2019 and early 2020 when I nailed it, you know, before I got as suckered as everybody else to some extent. And when I say suckered, I mean I got the cold in February, and I allowed the Twitter nurses and the Twitter doctors to get inside my fucking head like little worms, like that greasy motherfucker from Lord of the Rings whispering in the king's ear. Yeah, I let the fucking social media bullshit artists into my head, the trolls. And the trolls whispered, go get on the respirator. Go get on the respirator down at Harborview. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that. And what saved me was the fact that I worked for these people. And I knew how gross and disgusting Harborview was. So the idea of going to Harborview because you're sick, it didn't make any logical fucking sense to begin with. You go to Harborview to get sick. That's why you go to Harborview. You go to Harborview to die, buddy. But everything's COVID this year, right? Everything is COVID in 2020. Everything in 2020 is COVID. To some sequence of sounds that I didn't hate. And I don't love it. Next fucking topic, anarchists that vote. Okay, so I've had this conversation with anarchists, and yes, the whole purity thing is bullshit, but let's just get by a few facts here and just sort of just wander with me a bit. Voting is bullshit. If voting actually worked, it would be a worse kind of bullshit. But it's basically just bullshit. I mean, what you're really doing when you vote is you're deciding that some majority of thugs deserves to enforce their principles through coercion on a minority. That's what you're doing. In fact, if you're someone that spouts minority rights bullshit, you should be deeply opposed to democracy. Sorry, that's kind of how that works. Democracy literally is some quorum or group, majority or plurality, I don't care the fucking mind fuck terminology they use, okay? Democracy is gang warfare by other means. That's what democracy is. So even if voting worked, okay, even if it worked, I don't think you should do it. I think it's a kind of a satanic thing to do. I think it's fucked up. I think that people should operate through cooperation. And if we've reached the point in human history where the only way we can solve problems is by pointing guns at each other, then we are royally fucked. Period. No ifs, no maybes, ors, eithers. We're fucked. Okay? The only way we're going to get through this is with liberty. The only chance we have for survival is cooperative problem solving. If we keep doing more of the status coercive, let's build prison camps and scare the fuck out of people bullshit, we are going to go extinct. Period. So I saw an anarchist talking about Trump and voting like it was a thing, and it drove me crazy. And then I thought about the Overton window. And if you've never heard of the Overton window concept, it's really quite simple. The idea is this. Whatever the people, the powers that be, want you to believe, it's not a single belief. It's more like a range of beliefs. And periodically, they'll shift it. And in the case of the United States, since the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, the Overton window has just gone more and more to the left. For example, Donald Trump bragged about prepaying taxes. You know, I think Reagan would have been proud if someone had said, you haven't paid taxes. I think, and you know what? A lot of motherfuckers who actually knew what America was about would have applauded that shit back in the day, maybe. I mean, honestly, my friend Jim makes a good point. By the 80s, we were already done. But listen, he bragged about prepaying taxes. He bragged about stimulus. In 2016, Trump bragged that he was good at debt. What the fuck does that mean? Good at debt. Every fucking commie I ever fucking met was good at debt. Okay? Why don't we do some actual, you know, capitalism or some free enterprise? That would be nice for once. No more of this commie real estate hoe pyramid scam bullshit. Which, by the way, and I keep saying it, but it bears fucking repeating. If we treated food in this country over the past four decades the way we treated housing, you would have warehouses stacked to heaven with food and millions of dead bodies in the streets. I'm sorry, but your little pyramid scheme that involves people selling houses to each other until the end of time, it's not just that it's stupid. It's dog, fuck, monkey ass, shove rebar into your brain, stupid. But you know what? It's like where I've been the last couple weeks. Stupid is as stupid does, and if people want to ride the fucking volcano, like, you know, Harry Truman did, and I don't mean the president, I mean the dude who sat on top of St. Helens, if you want to ride the fucking volcano, God bless you. That's why I'm in Seattle. It's not just the volcano vaporizer. I am riding the volcano here, people. Barring some massive awakening towards Jesus, I would say that Nineveh Part 2 is toast. And you know, Nineveh eventually was destroyed, I think. So that's really the secret destiny of the Ninevite, to see their world destroyed. But I have family here, so I will ride the volcano. If the Chinese show up and most of the city goes out to wave little Chinese flags, I won't go out there, but I'll load my shotgun. Yeah. I don't have great expectations for Seattle because there are so many stupid people here. And yeah, I run into one or two smart people. I have a couple friends in Seattle that I consider smart and know what the fuck is going on. And you know, they have families and maybe they've mostly, raised people who are smart and know what the fuck is going on. But there are a lot of people in this city wearing those masks. I mean, do people even consider what's probably happened to child abduction cases since this mask bullshit? Do people understand that one of the principal signaling mechanisms for human beings is the face? Children signal they're in trouble, and you can see if they're not wearing a fucking mask. Do people think about this? Have people considered the possibility that a woman could be much easier? It could be easier. And this is gross, so if you're scared about scary topics, please go watch the Disney Channel. But have we considered that date rape is going to be easier with this shit? That, if you slip a drug into a woman's drink, I think it does become obvious to friends that care that that woman's been drugged. But if they're wearing a mask. And a few weeks ago, maybe it was a week ago, we had an outage with 911 in the Seattle area. It was like, oh, oops, it's just Microsoft. Please take our chip and our certificate when it comes. We run your 911 system so fucking reliably. Why wouldn't you take our chip? Yeah, okay, Bill, Mr. Gates, fuck you. Fuck you, Bill Gates, is all I can say. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I gotta double check something here because, yep, there we go. I just don't know. Anarchists that vote. Anarchists that vote. I've heard that Spooner believed that an anarchist could vote if they thought it would help. And here's what I'll say. I think Lysander Spooner was a fucking genius. That doesn't mean everything he said was wise. I think Ayn Rand was brilliant. That doesn't mean everything Ayn Rand wrote was brilliant, okay? She was brilliant, and a lot of the shit she said was amazingly intelligent and wonderful and beautiful, but not everything. Okay, I think that anarchist voting is Overton window bullshit. I'm sorry. If you're an an firstly, it does not work. It's not attached to anything. It's like that meeting I had in 2004 about a website. There were a couple people in the meeting, okay? I won't give away the gender. It's not relevant. And I tell them, okay, here's the web page. And they ask, where's the save button? Well, it auto-saves. Well, how does it do that? Well, it's called JavaScript. It auto-saves. You don't have to save. It auto-saves. And they said, well, but we really need a save button. So I gave them a save button. The button did nothing. The button was superfluous. The button basically added another post back to a previous one. So it doubled post backs for no good reason. But they really wanted a save button. So I gave it to them. That little voting thing you do, that you're gonna do, some of you, it's not connected to anything. And I know it's gonna make you feel better. And if the narrative that pops up on 11.4 matches what you want, you're gonna think it works. Just like the little rat that pushes the lever thinks the rat is in control. But really, it's the lab tech that chooses the reward schedule in that little Skinnerian experiment that's in control. Yeah, you push the lever, rat, but you're not in control. Sorry, did that hurt you, anarchist that votes? Yeah, so even if it worked, it would be bullshit, but it doesn't work. So it's almost like double bullshit. It really is. I don't get it. I'm gonna move to the next topic. Holy shit. Anarchists that quote uniform crime reporting. I don't want to spend time on this. But if you're an anarchist that complains about the cops, but then you periodically report the FBI UCR, the uniform crime reporting statistics, what the fuck is wrong with your brain? I mean, you're pretty much as bad as an anarchist that votes. What the fuck is wrong with you? You tell me you cannot trust the cops, but you're telling me you can trust them to be honest about the numbers? and accurate, you think they're stupid and low IQ. A friend of mine constantly says they're low IQ. And you want to trust their fucking numbers. I'll let you in a little secret. Nobody knows how many murders are happening right now. Nobody knows how many people are being kidnapped right now. They don't. The government numbers are a lie. I'm sorry, if you believe their numbers and you're an anarchist, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you stupid? I'm sorry. You tell me you can't trust the cops, and then you tell me you believe the numbers they put out. Let's talk game theory. And this has to do with a real estate pyramid scheme. Think, and this is a simple thought experiment, not complicated game theory. Let's say you're a police captain in a district, and this district is one of these, whatchamacallit, gentrification zones. And I'm an investor, and I say, buddy, you know, I know that things are bad sometimes, but can you, you know, maybe not so much publish certain numbers and this and that? I'm telling you, shit like this does happen, where local police and even, frankly, police chiefs get pressured to massage numbers on murder, rape, and stuff like that. And you say, why, Dan? Oh, I don't know. Maybe property values? Oh, shit. Did I just say property values? Yeah, property values are impacted by UCR. And you don't think they game that shit? Are you stupid? I mean, if you're a voter and you're not an anarchist, God bless you, and I'm sorry for calling you stupid. I'm talking to anarchists right now. You call yourself an anarchist. You say you're logical and rational, but then you quote me the uniform crime reporting. What the fuck is wrong? You're like an anarchist that votes or an anarchist that says, I love NASA. I don't get it. I never will. It seems really fucking stupid. But uniform crime reporting is dumbest of all because literally the group that every anarchist says is stupid and dumb and low IQ, these are the people collecting the numbers, dumbass. Yeah. So please meditate on this shit if you're an anarchist, please. Last topic technically so far today, gaslight trolls. What's a gaslight troll? So there are many trolls on the internet. And I say on the internet because it's not just Twitter, it's not just Facebook, it's the whole fucking World Wide Web. Lots of porno, lots of trolls. And one kind of internet troll is the gaslight troll. And the gaslight troll, and there's a specific version I want to talk about, the sleeper troll. The sleeper troll will follow you, will be really nice, will wait for you to follow them, and then slowly but surely they'll start putting shit out there that doesn't remotely match their profile. And then one day you look at their profile and a whole bunch of shit has changed. Okay, it's not even, you know, they pretend they're some type of, I'm a Mycean, ANCAP, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 weeks later, you see them voting for Yang, okay? And this has happened in the last year. It would be more like Biden-Harris right now. That's a specific type of troll. You need to be careful about them. You should double-check their profiles. You should also just have a general kind of agreement with yourself that you just don't follow people willy-nilly. I kind of think that's stupid. This whole thing about following people so everybody gets 1,000 followers, that's like manure for trolls. So I don't know, I don't get that. That's stupid. You should follow the people you want to follow. You should unfollow whatever. And if you need to block somebody, do it. And if somebody actually feels like some horrible event occurred to them, they will have the common sense to seek a third party. Okay? Which means a real fucking person that I know. Not some other internet scumbag. I mean basically a person I've at least spoken with on the phone. Huh. Believe it or not, that one test can save you a lot of fucking time. Speak to these people on the phone. It's not perfect. I've had a bad experience with the imperfection, but it's better than trusting, you know, Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or fucking TikTok or any of that shit. And just because you see a video doesn't mean it's real, okay? Movies are not real, all right? They are not real. You can have video of a real event, and you can contend that's real, and it might be. But a movie is not real, and it can often look real. So when it comes to all these videos you're seeing, please fucking meditate and discern and use some logic. If you see a bunch of dancing nurses in outfits that look perfectly clean, and they have time to work out a dance routine, just think about it. Just wonder, is that what a pandemic looks like? Nurses dancing? Or is that what mockery looks like? That's what mockery looks like. Anyways, don't want to talk about these trolls too much. They also do lots of non sequiturs, and non sequiturs are things you should look up. I'm not going to give a class on them right now. So sorry. Kind of guarding my soul right now a bit. But I do have notes from yesterday, so let's continue. We'll include the few notes from yesterday. When it comes to the links of these notes, if you run into a previous day's Little Saigon report, chances are that's where the notes stop. So let's do the notes from yesterday. Oh, yeah, let's talk about Humpty Dumpty. So there's been a lot of talk about the big reset. The big reset. You know, it's like on all the fucking World Economic Formation, Foundation, bullshit, New World Order fucking websites. The United Nations and shit like that. Big reset. Here's the thing, though, about resetting things. You can only reset things that are not broken. Okay? You can't reset. Let's say you had a VCR, like an old school VCR, and it had a reset button. Because back in the day, for lots of different reasons, they would have things like reset buttons, you know, built-in tests, stuff like that. They built things differently, and I think that was something they had. Not so much a thing now, really, but let's say you were back in 1982 and you had some VCR and it had a button on it that said reset. Well, if your VCR is working, you push the button, it does what it's supposed to do. Probably restarts the VCR, maybe it even restarts it and then rewinds your videotape. I have no fucking clue. But let's say that VCR had like a giant piece of pizza shoved into the opening where the tapes go. And your frat brothers had poured out a keg on it the night before. Yeah. You can push that fucking reset button all fucking day. You can push it like you're a fucking meth head. Push, 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 push. Push that fucker all day. It will never turn on. It will never do anything it's supposed to do. And the fact is, if you go further and take and dump it out the window, and you're on the 12th floor, and it hits the ground of the quad and breaks into a billion fucking pieces, you're probably not putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But more importantly, you can keep pushing that reset button. And it won't do a fucking thing. I can imagine a New World Order cabal resetting our economy 3 or 4 months ago. I could have imagined that scenario. At this point, it seems like whatever they were going to reset, they have broken beyond repair. And I'm talking about human trust. You know, people think money makes the world go round. That's one of the reasons why we're in the mess we're in right now. Money is not what makes the world go round. It's human trust. We're paranoid motherfuckers. We were made by God, and we were made dangerous. If you don't understand that, meditate on the hydrogen bomb, and then call me back tomorrow. We were made by God, and we were made dangerous as fuck. And human trust is a big deal. Do you know that things like waving of the hand and shaking of the hand were always meant to show you didn't have a knife in the hand? that you weren't going to stab a person. So shaking a man with your right hand was a great way, unless you're dealing with lefties, to basically, you know, avoid being shivved. That's where that comes from. Human trust is what makes the world go round. They have so broken human trust at this point, between friends, between families, within communities. I mean, trust is so busted that intelligent people don't understand that the Masstopia, which does nothing to help them, enables child abduction. Can you imagine how broken a fucking society has to be that they don't fucking connect the dots on that? Human trust is nuked right now. Humpty Dumpty is broken into a billion pieces. So, I don't know what they're going to fucking reset. I really don't. I don't see how they're going to put this back together again. I don't. I think there was a scenario where they could have done that. But I think that the clock is out on that. And I'm sorry, in that scenario, it is kind of ugly and scary. I don't want to talk about it too much, but if it is Humpty Dumpty, which is one of the things I talked about in January with the Popping Smoke. The Popping Smoke podcast in January, if it is Humpty Dumpty, guys, there aren't that many good interpretations. You know, I'm going to paraphrase Bastiat. If business is not conducted in the city, violence will be. If business is not conducted in the city, violence will be. And maybe they are stupid. And they probably are. I don't think evil is smart. I think evil is stupid. So it's plausible that they do believe there's a reset button. And this is where things get even creepier, because when it comes to cascading failure in complex systems, once it begins, it is highly unpredictable and very discontinuous. And so if they really do believe there's a reset button and they start pushing it real hard, let's just hope that's the only button they start pushing. You know? Don't want to talk about all the horrible things that these fuckers could do. We've learned a few things this year, haven't we? We've learned they're capable of great evil. So the question you should ask yourself is, what wouldn't they do? Okay? If they're that stupid, if they're so stupid to bust something up so bad that there is no way they will functionally get it going again anywhere, then what? Now, I, as an actual anarchist that doesn't vote, doesn't believe in NASA, and thinks uniform crime reporting is bullshit, I, as an actual anarchist, believe that there's, you know, maybe even opportunity in this. One scenario is that Soviet Union collapse scenario. And man, do I hope for that. The empire needs to go away, folks. I know. Stealing from the provinces was so lovely. But the empire is toxic, and it's turned its mouth on us. So the empire needs to fucking go away. And yeah, in that scenario, things get tough, but it's not the end of the world. And at least liberty has a chance again. And guess what? In the space of liberty, you have creativity you cannot fucking possibly imagine. If you take the foot off the throat of humanity, you will see a blossoming of capacity. But if you keep the foot on the throat, you're going to kill people. Let me just put it really fucking simple. Let's say human beings have been around for 250,000 years. Fractionally speaking, the last 7,000 years of civilization is a blip. It really is. It's a fucking blip. I'll go a step further. What if I told you not civilization, but the government was an extinction level event? Yes. The government, your government, is an extinction level event. In the 20th century, governments around the world, to include the United States, killed roughly 300 million people. And it's true, with Norman Borlaug glyphosate up your butt cancer bullshit corn, we added a bunch of billion peoples too, also. But your government's killed 300 million in the 20th century, and they ain't done yet. If you ask me, they did the Norman Borlaug kabuki just to add more blood, if you ask me. And that's because I think they work for Satan. Let's just jump to the chase on that. But, yeah. They broke it. It's broken. So if their intention is to reset it towards some sort of Bill Gates THX 1138 dystopia, it's not going to be much of anything. Best case scenario, it's either going to be like, I don't know, I hate to use movies as comparison, but like Logan's Run or Zardoz. There aren't going to be that many people, and whoever's stuck in that thing, it's going to be a living fucking hell. You know, and guess what? Bill Gates, if you don't fucking chip and control everybody, you'll be dead within 2 weeks in that fucking hellhole. Because people just won't put up with that shit. I'm sorry. The dumbest people in the world will eventually say no. The dumbest motherfuckers in the entire universe eventually, if they have any consciousness at all, will say no if they have a soul. And there are people with souls still. There are people with minds and hearts. The entire human race is not dead. So yeah, I think they broke trust, and I don't think they're putting it back together again. But I think they broke some other things too, folks. And these are things that are not quite, well, they might be as bad as trust. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but if they broke these other things, it does explain a lot, you know? It explains the confused and hurried attempts at fucking creating so much fucking chaos that they can all get to their bunkers and probably Antarctica. Yeah. I already talked about the child abduction, don't want to go there, but you know what I do got? I got previous days, because this is fucking 1025. We can, you know, we can go to 1024. This is 1025. And then we got, then we're really cranking out the notes like we never have before. Isn't that nice if we go to 1024? Yeah, I don't want to talk about the dead things. Capricorn 1, I don't know if we need to talk about Capricorn 1. Here's a good question, though, for folks that intend to vote for Trump. And right now, if you ask me which narrative is most likely to win, I think the Trump victory narrative is in the lead. The Biden narrative is so implausible that the only reason for them to force the Biden-Kamala spungus down our throats is if they really do intend to tip over the whole thing. Like, that's their plan. Like, that'll be the last insult flying monkey as they fly towards Antarctica. And that means there's something really ugly about to happen. But you know what? Let's assume that they don't intend to shove a giant New World Order salty cock down our throats. That means Trump wins. And guess what? You're still going to get a New World Order salty cock, but they'll put a little bit of caramel on it. You know, maybe strawberry sauce. Thank you. Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah, so let's imagine Trump wins, which I think is most likely. Trump wins. It's not because of voting. God damn it, if anybody says I said that, fuck you. It won't be because of the vote. It'll be because the Trump victory fits the narrative. So Trump wins. That's the narrative. I think what you're going to see in that scenario, and this is what will happen, there'll be some type of statesman-like behavior on the part of the Biden group. I don't, you know, it could descend towards civil war, but here's a horrible scenario I'm going to throw at you. What if it doesn't? What if Trump wins? What if Biden, Harris do their little kabuki dance and they, oh, statesman, statesman, let's be statesmen. We met with Trump and Bill Gates. Yeah, we met with Trump and Bill Gates. And they do their little statesman-like bullshit. And, you know, Bill Gates is suddenly, like, probably they're going to make him COVID czar. Czar of the COVID. I got to say, for all the Russia hatred in this country, we sure do pick Russian terms that Russians themselves are not hugely fond of. But, you know, we're run by a bunch of deep state motherfuckers, so they love calling things czars. Czar this, czar that, czar fucking Gates. So yeah, Czar Gates is the COVID czar. And then sometime in December, all the little Q people get a Q message. A little Q message, and Q says, take the vaccine. Take the vaccine if you want to survive. If you want to fight for freedom. Take the vaccine. So my question to everybody that still believes Q is legit, if Q tells you to take the vaccine, will you? Because I'm not. I mean, they will have to kill me to make me take it. Let's just put my fucking red line out there. I haven't seen a doctor since 2013. I've been to urgent care once since then. Okay? Maybe once at most. I'm not taking the fucking vaccine. Fuck you. If you think you have a right to force medical procedures on other people, go read about Tuskegee and double fuck you. Read about fucking Planned Parenthood. Read about the creators of Planned Parenthood. Read about forced sterilization, and then I'll say triple fuck you. If you want the fucking vaccine, shove it in your eyeball. But I don't want a piece of it. My question to all the Q motherfuckers, if Q and Papa Trump say take the vaccine, will ya? Will ya? That's your fucking test. I mean, that's your final test. Let's call that the last stop gas station. That's your last chance, in my opinion, to come to your fucking senses. Where we go one, we go all, sounds like shit you put over a concentration camp. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a fucking sign at the train station. So, yeah, I'm wondering about these Q motherfuckers. I really am. And I'm wondering if they are so stupid that if Q and Trump tell them to take the vaccine, will they? And are they even dumber that they would say, and report on your neighbors? Yeah, okay, Q, thank you. You sound like bullshit. You were bullshit before. Yeah. That's enough of that topic. I posted the other day, and this was the beginning of the Great Purge of 2020. I didn't want to go back on Twitter. Yeah, for all you motherfuckers who want to complain about my little purge, I get banned and shadow banned everywhere. So if I am only exposed to a few decent people, those are the only fuckers I have time for. That's it. Whoever you are, and I don't mean just Twitter, Facebook people, LinkedIn people, internet people, random people on YouTube who make random fucking comments. I don't have time for people I don't fucking know at this point because I barely have time for people I love. So that's how I feel about trolls and that bullshit. But I posted something really quite simple. I said, and this is a game theory thing, I said, you know, if you had a choice between arresting pot smokers and arresting pedophiles, what would you do? And some douchebag says, why not both? And I'm wondering, what fucking neo-Stalinist Keynesian bullshit reality did you follow me from? Why not do both? I'm talking about an exclusive choice. This is opportunity cost. This is economics 101, okay? You have 10 bucks. You can buy 10 bucks worth of shit, okay? Pick something. But guess what? There will be an opportunity cost. This dumbass said, well, we'll just go ahead and arrest the weed people and the fucking pedophiles. No, you won't. Then another dude came out of the woodwork related to it saying that, you know, people who are attracted to children are okay. And that was like an immediate fuck you, bye. Anyways, don't want to spend any more time on pedophile bullshit. Fuck them and fuck. Yeah, if you ask me, I think Q is probably a pedophile. Sorry, yeah. I mean, usually that's where that comes from, that kind of weirdness in terms of the zealotry and how it manifests itself and the stupidity. Yeah, that's where, yeah, I think Q is probably a pedo and probably connected to pedo ring. So sorry. And Trump's probably a pedo too. So sorry. So sorry I just said that. If that bursts your bubble of fucking reality. I don't know. I've spoken about so many dark topics. I just think we can move on, right? Yeah, before I go too much further, I think we're about to get some quote-unquote, and I'm saying sarcastically, across the country probably, we're about to get some quote-unquote snowstorms. Don't eat the snow. Snow. Don't eat the snow. I think we're about to get some quote-unquote Raytheon-style snowstorms across the country. I can feel the chill of endothermic compounds in the air. There's an extra scent of aluminium, you know, at that nanoscale to block out the excess everything. Yeah. I think they fucked it up pretty good. Let's just leave on that topic. If you want to think about Humpty Dumpty and you think there's a reset button, fine. I do think that that's a kind of cargo cult, last little vestige of some little emblem that people can hold on to in the darkness, that these people that run the world are super brilliant and really capable of things. They're not really. They're actually just kind of stupid too. And the shit they do is so stupid, but so over the top that people believe it. It's like no one can believe that our government would have, you know, basically rigged 9/11. But they did. I'm sorry. There's too much evidence. Look at the architects and engineers group, the people that are currently suing the government, suing various organizations in the government. There are people who know, actual scientists who know that we were lied to. So we were given bullshit on 9/11, but people believed it. And why? It's really very fucking simple. And boy, if you meditate on this shit, then you might get really fucking scared. People believed it because the truth was worse. People believed the lie because the truth was horrible. Guess what? That explains the Gulf of Tonkin. That explains the first Gulf War. That explains JFK's assassination. People believe the bullshit because the truth is too fucking scary. Think about all the bullshit that's been piled on the human race in 2020. Not one layer, not two layers, not just the impeachment, not just the monkey herpes, not just the race war. There have been so many layers of bullshit piled on top of us. What are they hiding? They're hiding something big, if you ask me. That's what I would say to people, you know, if it snows, if you see any snow, in the next few weeks, don't eat it. If you got snowed on yesterday, oh, Dan, you know, it's so amazing. This, you know, don't talk to me about global warming. Talk to me about Australia. Oh, yeah, you know, let's not talk. Well, it's the fucking koala bears. No, it's not. And guess what? The shit that's piling up in the fucking forests in California, that shit would usually decay. Did anybody take fucking biology? Did they? Do they know what a firestorm is? Do they know, until recently, how fucking rare actual firestorms are? I don't mean forest fires. They're not the fucking same thing. But then again, people are so fucking stupid. I'm sorry that there's a lot of darkness and anger in that. But you better fucking look around. They have been piling bullshit on you for months. And also from the air. And it looks like they want to trick us all into wearing astronaut helmets. I wonder why. What I can tell you is if you get snowed on in the next few weeks, don't eat the snow. Don't let your kids eat the snow. Not unless you believe there's just a little extra poison that they're not getting from their vaccines. And their food. But the reality is this, you could also eat the snow, because nanoscale aluminum is in everything now. The little plastics they use to suspend that shit in air, that is in everything now. Your seafood, your beef, your fucking corn. So when I say don't eat the snow, maybe that's bullshit too. It's kind of like that fucking commercial from Tim and Eric's awesome show, All the Food is Poison. All the food is poison, all the food is poison. Yeah. All the food is poison. So if you find yourself in that situation where you realize they don't care that they poison the food and the water, they don't care that Fukushima's cooked off for the last, you know, 9 years, they don't care about so many things that should concern them, but they care about a race war that doesn't exist and a monkey herpes that you have to be told is there to know it's a pandemic? Folks, you've had mountains of bullshit dumped on you this year, and you should fucking ask why. But that's a scary fucking question. Because this much bullshit covers something terrible. And I don't know what it is. It could be New World Order hyperstatism. But like I said, if it is, a lot of us are going to die because they broke Humpty Dumpty. I don't think they're putting that back together. So if it is New World Order hyperstatism, it's going to be a population roughly equivalent to what's on the Georgia Guidestones. You know, 500 million people. And that means, like, you know, 80% or more of the human race just goes away. So yeah, if you want to wish for that scenario, that's smart. Yeah, that means odds are you're dead. But hey, and if you live, you get to live in a Bill Gates THX 1138 shove a wire up your butt paradise. So wow, you get to live in a living hellhole. Okay? Good job. Congratulations. Ugh. That is how I'm leaving it, folks. They have been piling steaming piles of dung on you, in my opinion, for more than a year. And it's one bullshit story after another. And there's a lot of truth there, too. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of revelations. And I would venture to guess they're all fucking true. But you know something? You need to ask, why are they just releasing all this shit? Because they are. They're choosing to. Q is bullshit. There are no good guys in the deep state. There really aren't. Okay? They're not, you know, the deep state is not opposed to Trump or Biden or anyone. They're opposed to you. To ordinary people. So please remember that. I would suggest there are no good guys. There are no white hats. If you still believe there are white hats in the deep state, what the fuck is wrong with you? But then again, you will find out. Because you've been pooped on. You have received nothing but poop, sir or ma'am, for months and months, and at least, I would say, a year and a half. You've been pooped on one poop ball after another. So yeah, what the fuck is all this poop hiding? We'll find out soon. It could be the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bill Gates, THX 1138, up your butt fun zone. Could be civil war. But when I say civil war, you need to think of Yugoslavia and not the blue and the gray and grow the fuck up. So when I say civil war, it won't be cool or elegant, and it will probably... Basically, that's the abandonment of civilization at that point. That's society going to hell. Yeah, there'll be some enclaves that will be less crazy, but yeah. It could be civil war. Could be that's their set fire to the world scenario. It could be there's a natural disaster coming, and they've not wanted to be honest about it. And you know something? They might have known about it for decades. They might have known that something terrible was coming for decades, and all of the stupid shit they've been doing is their fucked up attempt to keep people working, making money, building shit until the end. Look at the shit they build for themselves these days. They build bunkers for themselves. Look at the shitty apartments they build for the hoi polloi in Seattle. Shit that looks like tumbleweeds. Shit that if it was hit by the overblast of a 1 megaton bomb would probably tumble either towards the Puget Sound or Lake Washington, depending upon where the bomb hit. These little fucking shitty-ass apartments on the top of the various Pill Hills, whatever, First Hill, you name it. These shitty... Yeah, so look at the shit they build for themselves, and look at the shit they build for you, and ask yourself, are they really building shit for you to last? Because they're not. They're not. Their stuff will last. Believe me, they buy good shit. Their bunkers are well built. Your little shitty-ass shack in Seattle, like mine, is a cubicle of gongrosity that when a big old wind hits will blow over sideways and tumble into Lake Washington as you drown in your own bullshit. So ask yourself... Ask yourself, what are they hiding? Ask yourself, what are they hiding?